I got poor Austin Berg hanging on. Oh, Austin, sorry. Almost forgot about you. I'm very sorry, my friend.
It's very distracting what's happening.
Guys, we've got real fireworks to talk about.
Ah, well done.
That's right. Well, excellent segue. We're going to now talk to Austin Berg, who's at the Illinois Policy Institute, frequent guest on the Annie Frye Show and on the Tim Jones Show and on the Mark Cox Show and all of our other shows. And Austin, first of all, let me give you my condolences. Because you do live in the People's Republic of Illinois. I'm very sorry. So
that's okay. Don't worry. I got family in Southern Illinois, so sometimes I can go over to the Missouri side of the border if I need.
Exactly. Very much like Austin, we joke about it, but it's true. But for one little tiny county up in the north eastern corner, Illinois and Illinoisans are very much like common sense Missourians.
I would agree, but I would also say that with the caveat of we've had some pretty terrible fiscal conservatives as well, purporting to be Republicans in Illinois from some of those regions, and a lot of that has to do with the power structure of Cook County, but, you know, there are other ways that those things can be felt and influenced, and one of them is through public sector unions, for instance, and those people have been very adept at funding Republicans for a long time.
Absolutely. I want to ask you about kind of the fallout of Janus and what's next. But let me ask you first about the main reason I wanted you on today was, you know, we'll wrap up Independence Week. You know, everybody's been on vacation and it was right in the middle of the week last week, and we discovered that and you all discovered that Illinois can't ban enough things. They can't take fun away enough, and apparently now it's a fireworks ban. That's the latest thing. You know, guns weren't good enough. Now we got to ban fireworks as well.
Well, the fireworks ban in Illinois is just, it's been around for 75 years. It's more of a case of inaction than action, right? These things have been, this has been the law of the land for a really long time since, you know, things like barn fires were like a very big state concern. And it's just stayed on the books. And so all of our surrounding states in Illinois and almost every state in the country, you can legally buy, you can legally sell, you can legally use fireworks. But in Illinois, if you shoot off a Roman candle, you can get a misdemeanor fine and you could go to jail.
Wow. Austin, is that a state law? That's a statewide law?
Correct. That's a statewide law. We're actually one of only four states that does this. Massachusetts bans all fireworks, you know, sparklers, the whole kit and caboodle. Illinois is one of only three states where we ban everything except, you know, rinky-dink things like sparklers.
Wow. Wow. Has there ever been a movement to, like, let kids have fun on the 4th of July in the state of Illinois?
I found, when I was researching my column on this, I found actually a newspaper article from 1877 in Chicago, and it was complaining that the paper boys from this paper, which is long gone, you know, they could have no fun on the 4th of July because the Sydney Ordinance banned all fireworks. And they said, you know, the city kids don't get to have any fun, and the country kids get to have all the fun. Well, now the city kids and the country kids across Illinois don't get to have any fun. And the state of Illinois obviously loses out on tons of business because adults are going to buy these things because they're fun and it's a celebration of our independence. But they're going to do so across state lines. It's just a totally, you're shooting yourself in the foot.
You really.
An overused metaphor.
Well, and how easy is it for anybody who lives in Illinois, anywhere near the metro area of St. Louis, all they got to do, it's a stupid law, right? Because it's so easily worked around. All they got to do is hop across the river, go to one of our many counties. Now, we do have some counties in Missouri that ban fireworks, but those are really this like the congested areas, congesting counties. I border on three counties, and I can go to any of my surrounding counties outside of St. Louis County, and I can buy fireworks. The tents are right there on the border. So that's all Illinoisans have to do, right? It's such a silly law.
It's ridiculous. And another good, so one way you can tell if it's a stupid law is if you can easily get around it by, you know, moving a mile away. Another way to tell if something is a stupid law is if it was actually enforced, most of your population would be in jail. So that's really the case with Illinois fireworks for doing something that is of no harm to anybody else. Of course, you're going to have people getting noise complaints, and of course you're going to, and I'll tell you, every year I get almost more angry emails about saying Illinois should legalize fireworks than I do about any other issue. And we talk about a lot of touchy stuff in Illinois. So I know that people have some strong feelings about this, but I'll just say that a vast majority of other states have done this safely, have done this in a common sense way, and this is, you know, a fundamental right of being an American is celebrating your independence in this way. I can tell you, my Southern Illinois family is no safer than folks in Missouri because of this fireworks ban.
Well, and they're definitely no safer than or they're definitely not more. How about the city of Chicago, which bans everything, including firearms, but all firearms, I imagine, and one of the most dangerous cities in the nation. So banning an instrument or a tool doesn't fix the problem that you're trying to go after generally.
And it's somewhat of a similar dynamic because where do those guns come from that are in Chicago? Northwest Indiana. And same thing with fireworks, right? I mean, it's not a workable solution when it comes to fireworks at all. And thankfully, we actually saw Barb Wheeler, an Illinois Republican, file a bill on July 3rd saying to license and regulate the legal sale and use of fireworks in Illinois. It's already got two co-sponsors. We've got a petition up on our website to legalize fireworks. It's got almost 10,000 signatures already. I think people are ready to get rid of this because every year is just a reminder of the state, as you said, you know, needlessly sucking the marrow out of people's lives with something like this. It's so common sense, and it's just another, you know, kind of poke in the eye at people who live in Illinois, and it should be totally repealed immediately.
Speaking to Austin Berg, Director of Content Strategy over at the Illinois Policy Institute, you can follow them, and you can read this article and a ton of other material at illinoispolicy.org. Austin, yeah, people may think, oh, that how cute, you know, that's nice, they have a fireworks ban, big deal, but it's just an example of a bigger problem, isn't it? Illinois seems to find more and more ways, and this has been on the books a long time, as you mentioned, but every year, Springfield, as in Springfield, Illinois, where the capital is, they seem to come up with more devices and more laws and regulations to drive people out of Illinois. I mean, they should be wanting to get rid of bans and things that aren't good for people, because I think for 2 years running now, Illinois has lost more people population-wise than any other state in the union.
I mean, yeah, we've had four consecutive years of population decline. The only other state that's had more is West Virginia, which has had five, and whenever you're in the same sentence with West Virginia when it comes to demographics, that's not a good thing. So, yeah, we should absolutely be looking to repeal things like this. And yeah, it's small potatoes, of course, but as you said, it's symbolic. And the other thing I would mention is that it's actually, you can see in the conversation around this, there's way too much talk of, hey, if we legalize it, we can get all this new tax revenue.
Okay.
That's a secondary concern. The primary concern is the fact that this is a total nanny state type of move. It's disrespectful to, you know, consenting adults wanting to do what they want to do on their 4th of July. A spillover benefit, of course, is that we're a broke state and that this could generate new sales tax revenue, just like any other item. But if that were the case, that should be offset with a tax reduction somewhere else. That should be totally revenue neutral, and the primary reason to repeal this ban is not tax revenue.
Austin, you just referenced a point in your article that I'm looking at right here, and you got this paragraph here where you make such a brilliant point, is that isn't it sad that Illinois, you know, the once great land of Lincoln, the first state to ratify the 13th Amendment for freedom, right, to move that question forward, they've gone to the opposite extreme, haven't they, where they take freedoms away through their overregulation, their overtaxation, their overlitigation. A great state like Illinois we make fun of Chicago a lot, but we like to visit it down here in St. Louis. It's a great city. Isn't it a shame that they try to find more and more ways to move people out because they are the ultimate nanny state in the country, maybe next to California?
Yeah, I mean, we have tons of different regulations that are just old, archaic vestiges of another time. But I think the encouraging thing about that is more and more people are becoming aware of this, and we have all these tools on IllinoisPolicy.org, as you said, to contact lawmakers about this stuff. And just like any other movement for freedom, it's going to come from the grassroots. So I think people should be hopeful that if you call a lawmaker, if you sign the petition, send an email. My guess, this is a big guess, but within the next 5 years, this ban will be repealed in Illinois. It's been the trend across the country for the last 10 years. State after state after state has gotten rid of these bans because they're all old. They're all from the 1920s and 30s, and fireworks have become much safer. And guess what? Even as all of these states have started legalizing fireworks, the number of emergency room visits for fireworks has been flat, no effect whatsoever. So the safety argument for me, I mean, in fact, the best safety argument is legalizing these things. Because they can be licensed and regulated, and people can get good advice for what they buy. So, absolutely. And I think people should definitely contact their lawmaker about this if they care about it. It's symbolic of a ton of other issues we have. But hey, we might have high taxes, but we should at least be able to blow some stuff up on the 4th of July.
Absolutely. Hey, Austin, could I ask you one question as we wrap up here about the Janus decision?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so we're fascinated by that because, of course, you know, we're right next to the state that started. Mark Janus is in Illinois, and he's from Illinois. He took a case all the way to the Supreme Court. It went in his favor. We here in Missouri, you know, we're just trying to, you know, keep the Republican majorities we have, keep our common sense. You know, we have a balanced budget, and we just lowered taxes again. These are all wonderful things. But we look at Illinois, and we don't want Illinois to fail. We don't want – it's so strange that you've got these two states next to each other, and Illinois is so deep blue. Is the Janus decision going to affect that at all? Is it going to make Illinois maybe a little more purple as the years go on?
Well, I'll say this. Mark Janus, who I've met and spoken with many times, is a complete hero of mine, and he's really emblematic of the power of one person to stand up for his rights and affect millions of other people in the United States. And it was a fantastic day in June when the Supreme Court ruled in his favor. These people no longer have to make this unconstitutional choice of keeping my job as a public servant or paying a union. And really, I think that is what the case is about. It might have political effects. It might have other effects on state spending. That's not really what the case is about. The case is about the First Amendment. Just like we said how the fireworks ban is about personal freedom, the Janus case is about personal freedom. Who should control the relationship with the union, the worker or the union? We believe it's the worker, and the Supreme Court agreed with that, and I could not be happier about that victory.
Whether it's fireworks or workers' choice, you can read all about all these great ideas for not only the state of Illinois and Illinois policymakers, but really ideas that could be transformational for every state government, every citizen to look at illinoispolicy.org. Austin Berg, thank you so much for joining us today, and good luck maybe having a more festive 4th of July next year in Illinois.